Radio Prague News.
Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek wants the country to contribute 1.5 billion euros towards aiding the eurozone, Novinky.cz reports. Defense Minister Alexandra Vondra is in favor of extending Czech soldiers' involvement in Afghanistan to 2014. And President Václav Klaus has attacked academic criticism of planned higher education reforms as insincere. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek wants the country to contribute a sum of 1.5 billion euros, or 38 billion crowns, towards aiding the eurozone, the website Novinky.cz reports. He intends to make the proposal for a loan to the IMF to the government on Wednesday. The money would come from the foreign exchange reserves of the Czech National Bank, which would receive a guarantee from the government. In the proposal, Mr. Kalousek states that the Czech Republic has netted 175 billion crowns from the Monetary Fund since 2004, and he would consider it indecent and immoral to refuse to participate in the loan. EU leaders have agreed to bolster the euro with a 200 billion euro loan to the IMF. Eurozone countries have only committed 150 billion thus far. Czech Defense Minister Alexandra Vondra has told the Czech news agency ČTK he is in favor of Czech soldiers' involvement in Afghanistan being extended until 2014. The mandate for their current presence there will expire at the end of 2012. Mr. Vondra made the statement before arriving in Washington for talks with U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. He did not go into details about the strength of the future contingent, but allowed that helicopter crews could remain as well as training specialists, while Czech special forces would terminate their mission this year. The U.S. itself wants to withdraw its forces by 2014 if local conditions allow, ČTK notes. Currently, the Czech Republic has some 600 troops in Afghanistan. President Václav Klaus has attacked critics of planned higher education reforms, saying they were playing the academic freedom card insincerely. Speaking to Czech radio on Tuesday, the president said he was outraged by the reactions of academics to the proposals, which he said were essential. The issue, he said, was about state schools that the state had the right to make decisions about, and academics should not fight against tuition while seeking independence from the state. Students and professors hold that the reforms limit the institution's freedoms by increasing the influence that politics and business have on science. Deans of public colleges are discussing their concerns with the education minister, Josef Dobeš, on Tuesday. Former diplomat and historian Miloš Pojar died unexpectedly on Monday, the website Lirovky.cz has reported. Mr. Pojar was an editor for the publishing house of the Academy of Sciences and wrote a number of books on Judaism and Israel, but was banned from publishing his own work during the Soviet occupation. After the fall of communism, he served as the country's first ambassador to Israel, a post currently held by his son, Tomáš. He was 71 years old. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be mostly cloudy, with daytime highs just above the freezing point. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.